Widespread power outages are anticipated due to Sandy's winds in northern New York and Vermont. On Monday morning, Essex County, New York, Director of Emergency Services Don Jayquist was preparing for an update from the National Weather Service on the storm.
Our key concern is going to be high winds and power outages. Of course, utility companies have pre-deployed crews. We're opening up our EOC at noon, our Emergency Operations Center. And, of course, we're pre-deploying quite a few generators to crucial areas. They're predicting winds, 35 to 40 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley, gusts to 60. The higher you go, the higher the wind speed's going to be. It's an extended period of wind. It's not something that's going to last an hour or two. It's going to go for 8 to 10 hours. So in saying that, there'll probably be a lot of downed trees. The soil is very saturated. Right now, we're supposed to get up to 2 inches of rain with this. So it's going to cause a lot of trees to come down.
National Weather Service, Burlington, Vermont Forecast Office, Senior Meteorologist William Hanley says strong winds will start in the Burlington and northern New York region late this afternoon and will continue into the early morning on Tuesday.
We're looking at easterly winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, but the big thing is going to be the wind gusts. We could be looking at wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour, particularly starting probably tonight and going through early Tuesday morning here, too. That looks like it's going to be the worst time frame for strong winds here, strong and gusty winds.
Power companies are preparing in advance for damage that those winds may cause. Green Mountain Power welcomed utility crews from Canada this morning as they crossed the border to join pre-deployment efforts across the state. GMP spokesman Jeremy Baker says they began preparing for this storm a week ago, nearly doubling their field staff.
One of the things we feel good about is the fact that we did start a week ago making those phone calls to utility contract crews and were able to secure what we got in advance of some of our other utilities in the New England area. But this is an event where there are outstanding requests for resources still that may not be met by the time the storm hits. So I think that just because of the size and the enormity of the storm and the anticipated amount of damage in such a large area will make it very important for utilities to clean up as quick as they can, and then once they have an opportunity, start helping the other utilities. And that's actually our plan here. Our greatest hope is that we have an opportunity to provide support, not just ask for it.
Meteorologist William Hanley notes that there are differences in anticipated damage from this storm and what Irene caused.
The problem with Irene last year was the rain, was the very heavy rains, which caused a lot of flooding in Vermont. Right now, it is looking like the biggest potential impact is going to be the really strong winds. There's a very large wind field associated with Sandy here. I think the main concern is going to be mainly downed trees and power outages there. It's going to be the main concern here. We do have a flood watch over part of the Adirondacks and parts of like southern Vermont. But right now, we're only looking at 1 to 3 inches of rain. The heavier rain is going to occur much further south, probably over like maybe New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and that area there. They're going to have more potential for flooding events down there, along with the high winds. We'll get rain, but we're not looking at the type of rainfall amounts that they had in Irene, particularly in Vermont.
The western slopes of the Green Mountains are expected to experience some of the highest winds in the region. The majority of power outages across the region are expected to be caused by downed trees and branches. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.